absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tverkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 191 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and here with me today is our editor of the show, Laura McGuire from the Sunshine Coast in Australia, to tell us what we can expect to hear on today's show.
Hello, listeners. So the focus of today's show will be on storytelling, and we will hear from students at the Ryan R campus and how they have used storytelling in different situations, including work and at university. We'll also hear from an exchange student from Pakistan and learn about some cultural differences between Germany and Pakistan.
In our first category, Absolutely Influential, I spoke with Franziska, who is studying business and logistics at Rhein Ahr Campus. She shares with us how in her intercultural communication courses at the university, her lecturer is using storytelling as a teaching tool to encourage students to internationalize themselves. What came as a bit of a surprise was how well the lecturer could tell a lie.
Very in the end, when he finished with his story and his dream about going to Vietnam and lecturing there, he said, "Oh, do you think this is really a true story?" And we were kind of shocked. What? You could fake?
In our second category, Absolutely Attractive, I spoke with Crispin, who had done an exchange semester in Canada and now uses his stories from his trip to encourage others to do the same. We hear about some of the differences between German and Canadian cultures and how Crispin fulfills the typical German stereotype.
I just take out a piece of paper and a pencil and start making a list, and everybody was laughing and say, "Okay, Crispin, what are you doing?" And I say, "I want to make a list." And everybody said, "No, everybody just bring what they want to bring and then
it'll be all right."
Yeah, it will be all right. And it was all right.
In our third category, Absolutely Eye-Opening, we move away from the concept of storytelling and hear about some cultural differences between Pakistan and Germany from Amama, who is an exchange student in Germany, originally from Pakistan.
Pakistani people really like to take risks and they like to live on the edge. But German people, they have calculated risks everywhere.
And finally, in our category Absolutely Improved, we hear from Tatiana and how she utilizes stories from her life experience in her university and working life. For example, her journey to improve her English language abilities.
Started as a person who hated English classes at school and became a person who really loves to talk English.
But now let us start with the show. We've grown up with stories all around us. I'm sure you all know that one person at school who was always really good at telling stories and had the attention of everyone in the room, or when a family member would tell you stories as a child and they would leave you begging for more.
Yes, I can still remember the Tarzan stories that my pop would tell me and my siblings as children. They were always about animals in the jungle, and they were great because he would tell them on our camping trips and we would all be sitting around the campfire before bedtime. I have quite a large family, so there was usually myself, about 10 of my cousins and their parents, and I would always love hearing them. I think he actually ended up writing a book with all of his short stories.
Oh, wow, that is great. Well, on today's show, we get to hear a bit about how students from Rhein Ahr Campus utilize storytelling in various everyday aspects of their life. First up in Absolutely Influential, I had the opportunity to speak with Franziska, who explains how one of her lecturers at the university uses storytelling as a method of teaching to encourage students to internationalize themselves. What do you think of this one, Laura?
Yes, in this category, I love that Franziska had conjured up a fake story about going to Israel to tell in her intercultural communication course, but now she is actually looking into planning a trip there.
So I asked Franziska to tell us about what her lecturer did to influence the students to internationalize themselves.
I'm part of the intercultural communication course. In the course, our lecturer told us about his next step in his career. He wants to go to Vietnam, and he told us a very interesting story about a wonderful place, and it feels like he ever had this dream to go there. And very in the end, when he finished with his story and his dream about going to Vietnam and lecturing there, he said, "Oh, do you think this is really a true story? And we were kind of shocked. What? You could fake us? Or what's happening here?
Was it a true story in the end?
No, it was fake.
Okay, so what was the point?
He tried to give us an idea how great could an international career be.
Okay, so what it would feel like. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and how much it could change our lives. His intention was to motivate us to create our own story, our own internationalization, mm-hmm. to find our own dream about going abroad or working abroad. And I think it was a great symbol to dream for my own life.
But did it have an influence on your life?
I think so. Last week we had an international week at our university and I was going there and said, okay, I have to go. But I was not really thinking about really doing this. And then I realized that it could really change my career and my life. Many, many good experiences would come there. And I'm now thinking about going to Israel or to Jordan. And yeah, I have a semester there at the university, maybe in Tel Aviv.
Okay, is this a fake story now? Or are you talking about a real story?
First time I was thinking about faking,
okay.
But now I'm really thinking about doing this and maybe it's not staying as a dream.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can put it into practice. So what are the next steps now?
The next step is to present my own international story about my internationalization in this intercultural course. And yeah, maybe I don't have to fake because it's getting my own dream.
So you have changed from a fake story to a true story. Okay, now, was this the first time that you got in contact with storytelling, or have you experienced storytelling before?
I experienced storytelling before. I did a volunteer year in a church, and I organized and managed kids' clubs and vacations, also with young adults, and I had to search for members or for people who work with me. And I think the biggest point was to motivate them, not just doing this as a job, more to really wanting something to change and change people's life. And then my mentor told me that it would be better if I motivate my members, if I tell a story, how could kids' life change if they were involved in this vocation.
Ah, so you were motivating the other employees? Were there volunteers as well?
Yes, of course. I was creating a story of a kid's life, what could be changed when a volunteer helps to run this vocation club.
We'll all keep our fingers crossed for Franziska to put her plans into practice and travel to Israel. Next up in our category Absolutely Attractive, I spoke with Crispin. He was at our international fair at Rhein-Ahr Campus recently, and he was representing the German-Canadian Association in Germany. So he was advertising Canada for the new students. He was using his own stories from abroad to entice others to take on an exchange semester there. Is there anything in particular that you enjoyed with this category, Laura?
I found it quite entertaining when he tells the story of how he fulfills the German stereotype when his Canadian friends mention an idea to go camping. And I too had the pleasure of visiting Crispin's stall on International Day, and I noticed he managed to draw quite a crowd to his Canadian booth, even though there was a large number of other international stalls for guests to visit. We begin with him explaining his creative method to entice guests to come to his booth.
The most people who just wandering around at the International Day don't want any facts. The most of them don't know what they want to do, so they don't know where to go or actually when in the third trimester or fourth or fifth or whatever. And so I think the first point you have to do is to attract the attention of the students.
So how do you do that?
The best way to attract the attention is to just tell a story. Tell your experience you have in the country and give the people an imagination how their stay abroad can be.
Okay, so what do you pick out of your own stay in Canada to pass on to people in what you call a story?
For example, one story is that it's about that Canadians are not that structured than German. They are more calmed down and relaxed. In Germany, everything is planned and we have lists for everything. That's one of the biggest prejudices about Germans. It's true when you go to another country. For example, we just want to go for camping one night at the beach. Mm-hmm. And I was there for like 1 week, so I was still German.
And you were making lists
Yeah, I just take out a piece of paper. paper and a pencil and start making a list. And everybody was laughing and said, okay, Crispin, what are you doing? And I said, I want to make a list. And everybody said, no, everybody just bring what they want to bring. And then
it'll be all right.
Yeah, it will be all right. And it was all right. Yeah, everybody helped each other when I have not enough water or I have no tent, I have no place to sleep. And yeah, you can sleep in my tent and it works.
How do you think storytelling might be important in your future career?
I want to be responsible also for other persons, for example, to be a team leader. I'm studying business administration, so hopefully sometimes I will be responsible for other employers. And I think one big point is motivation. Can put this imagination or this motivation in the head of my team. And so storytelling probably will be very important for my further work.
I must agree with Crispin on this last note. I believe storytelling is an excellent skill for motivating others, and I'm sure Crispin will do very well in his future job if he carries on like this. So what can we expect in our next category, Laura?
In our next category, absolutely eye-opening, we move away from storytelling and hear from Amama, who is from Pakistan. She is here at the Rainier campus on an exchange semester and talks about the differences between the two cultures and her learning journey towards understanding a new culture.
As the German culture is very different from the Pakistani culture, I first ask her how she is working on her intercultural competence whilst she is here in Europe.
Have to keep your eyes open. My eyes were shut literally for a long time, but since last few weeks I've started noticing things around me, and it's helping me a lot to understand the behaviors and the ways people act and react. Actually, I never really thought about it, but then I was attending a course called Intercultural Communication, and in that course I had eye openers and we came across few examples. With those examples I literally realized the difference that I was actually experiencing, but I never really understood what was going on. Whenever I'm walking on the road, I'm smiling at people because I think it's really polite and nice to smile at a person who's just passing you by. But sometimes I used to get a smile back, and sometimes people would just start looking at the ground and just pass by. But I noticed that normally people who would smile at me were all older people, and the younger people were just literally hiding themselves so that they don't have to smile back. I find it really odd. But then I got to know that it was some kind of a cultural thing, because they think that it's like invading the privacy of another person. So I have my answer now that why it was happening with me.
Okay, so at the beginning you were perhaps a little disappointed that people didn't reciprocate your smile, and now you think it's out of respect. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I thought that it was rude, but now I know that it is not rude, actually. They don't want anybody to get close to them or invade their privacy, because they're walking their line and they would like to walk their line straight. Mm-hmm. So I think it's completely fine. I understand it now.
And in Pakistan, this would be different?
Yes, if you meet somebody and you say salam to them, they would definitely stop and say salam back to you.
Right. Now, what are the other things that you've noticed in Germany? Are there any other structures which are different?
People are more independent here. In Pakistan, there is a culture of family dependency, I would say, but not in a bad sense. It's really good culture also. But sometimes I feel that when you're really dependent on your family, it gives you some certain barriers or some certain boundaries. But one thing that I really find highly contrasting between the living styles of Pakistani and German people is that Pakistani people really likes to take risks, and they like to live on the edge. But German people, they have calculated risks everywhere. They would weigh every situation, every aspect of the situation, all the negatives and positives, and they would spend ages before really doing what they want to do. But if you ask a Pakistani, if there is a thought in his mind, he would just go about it. He would just do it without thinking about the consequence.
Well, I guess I should get out of my comfort zone and head to Pakistan so that I can learn to take more risks. In our final category, absolutely improved, I speak with Tatiana, who is a student in the International Business Simulations course here at the university. For this course, the students work in a company to produce marketing videos. As a part of this course, the students organized a press conference to showcase their work.
What I particularly liked about this category was that you get to hear a very personal journey about how Tatiana improved her English skills, but not only this, she's now utilizing this experience and has turned it into a story for marketing purposes. I don't think that many people are aware that the real personal challenges are the ones that turn into the greatest stories, or that you could be using your own stories in your working life.
Now we begin the category with a question of how Tatiana designed the press conference with the rest of the class and whether or not they carried out a brainstorm session to come up with good ideas.
Yeah, we were sitting together in a meeting and thinking about what topics could be interesting for our audience, and just thinking that everybody has something that's different and that belongs to their self. So not that it's a general story that everybody could tell, it's more about that's a personal story. So
okay. Could you give us an example of a personal story?
Yes, for example, my story was about my English skills, and I talked about how I improved my English skills during the last years. And for this story, I used my experience and introduced how emotional this topic is for me. So I started as a person who hated English classes at school and okay. became a person who really loves to talk English and to communicate in English.
So how did you fight the dragon? How did you survive this? And why did you come out loving the English language?
I got several opportunities. For example, I started my studies and no lecturer knew me, and I could start new with my English skills.
Okay.
I could take part on English programs like a summer school program.
So you went abroad during your studies?
Yes, I went abroad 2 times. I took part in a summer school program and studied at the Sunshine Coast, and especially this experience abroad made my English better, but also that I experienced that I can learn English another way, not by vocabulary, but by just practicing. And that was a main part in my story. And to come back to the story, that's what the story should be about. It should include the emotions, what you feel. So I felt a bit afraid about how I can improve my skills. And then when I felt it get better, I feel really strong, and I'm not afraid of standing in front of a crowd of people just speaking English.
Now, did you all tell the same story or similar stories in this press conference?
No, I told about my English skills, but Laura, for example, she talked about her leading skills and how she challenged to have a leading position. So everybody focused a bit on their challenges.
Why did you focus on your challenges in this press conference? What was the idea of the press conference?
The idea was to show our audience by showing our challenges that our course is not just about figures and numbers. It's with people who worked hard and who challenge things.
What did you want to achieve with the press conference? What was the overall aim?
So the general aim was that our customer from Brazil, Marcelo, that he gets an introduction about what our work was about, but not the general things like our video production, because that information he got from our email contact, but he couldn't see what we were working.
Okay, so to demonstrate the process that you had gone through?
Yes, sure.
Well, it sure sounds like an interesting experience for the students and a very creative way to entertain at a press conference. We are all looking forward to reading the newspaper article. Now, that's it for today. We spoke with Franziska about her experiences at the university with storytelling. We also heard from Crispin and how he utilizes storytelling to promote international exchange with Canada. Then we heard about some intercultural differences between Germany and Pakistan, and then finished off with Tatiana explaining the fascinating procedure that her course took to come out with an enticing press conference by using stories. Thanks to all who have contributed to this podcast, And thank you, Laura, for being here today to share your opinion. Please check out our website, absolutely-intercultural.com, to get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you like the show, please like us on Facebook too. Anne is doing a wonderful job keeping us posted with interculturally interesting stories from around the world. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 3rd of July.
Until then,
bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.